Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It is Grimmy here in for Mills. Hello to Alice, who says, don't you think that Lady Gaga's new song sounds a little bit like Shania Twain? A little bit. I think it sounds worse than Shania Twain, if I'm honest. But right, we want to speak to a lady right now on the phone. Serena.
Hi.
Hi, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
What are you doing?
Me and my friends are going to Ibiza at the weekend for our best friend Rosamund's 21st. So I'm just on the treadmill getting
buffed for FIFA. I really enjoyed the text, just on the treadmill listening.
You know, well, I've got the option of, I think it's Dick and, or Dom or Radio 1, so obviously I have to go with the obvious choice.
Well, Dick and Dom on the telly?
Yeah.
In Da Bungalow, are they?
Yeah, I think so.
Have they not upgraded yet?
No, I think they're still on daytime.
No, I meant from a bungalow. Oh. I wasn't being derogatory about their careers, Serena.
No, I'm sorry, I do like them.
I took them out on a night out once.
How was that?
Well, we left them there.
Did you go to Catch Corner?
To what?
To, like, you know, the playpen, Catch Corner.
Yeah, we went to a playpen with Dick and Dom. It was mental.
No, we just... are you going to be in Ibiza, Nick?
No, I'm not going. I've only been twice.
Do you know if Annie is?
I think that's it for Annie Mac. I know she's been every single day for the last sort of 3 to 4 months.
But I know. I've been seeing on Twitter that she's playing golf for Chasing Status and things like that.
Yeah, you know how she does. Just off to Ibiza to play some golf with Jason Status.
I don't think mine will be quite exotic.
So, who are you on the treadmill with?
My friend Fiona. She's just gone on the cross trainer. I'm not quite hardcore enough for that.
Okay, and I don't like that one.
No, it really burns, and
I just feel a bit stupid on it. I feel like a pregnant woman or something.
I've put quite a few layers on to help me feel the burn.
Yeah, I've got like a silver sweatsuit, but I've never dared to wear it.
Leotards that Mr. Motivator used to
wear. Like, you put it on under your clothes, and it's basically like putting your body in cling film and then going to the gym. I don't know if it's healthy, probably not.
Well, like Spanx for the gym.
Yeah, so you like big sweaty Spanx. I'll lend you it.
You wash it on a regular occasion.
I've never used. I can't get into it. So Serena, are you still actually on the treadmill right now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, what number are you on?
I'm on gradient 1.5 and speed 8.5.
Can we get a bit faster? Maybe up to about a 13. Come on.
Really, I hope I don't fall while I'm on the phone.
Well, get that gradient down.
Get the gradient down. If I drop the phone, you'll just hear like a silent cry that going into the distance as I...
Okay, get it faster. Come on, Serena. Burn those calories. Rabitha, come on. Fiona's on the cross trainer.
Pardon?
Fiona's on the cross trainer. She's going to beat you. She's going to be all buffeting on the beach. And you're going to be like, oh, I wish I'd gone up to 14 on the treadmill now.
Well, she's been going for like the whole summer. Right? This is my second time.
Oh, God. When do you go?
I like to skip, you know... get my skipping rope out at home and it saves me the journey to the gym.
Yeah, that's good, skipping. Not good. Do you do that thing...
I'm on 10 now.
Okay. 10. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm all right. So far I've burned 120 calories.
Oh, that's half a bag of crisps. Perfect. Thank you, Serena.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Have fun in Ibiza.
You're doing a great show. And also, can I say that I love Sarah Cox?
Yes. She's not here, but I'll pass it on. I'll leave a post-it on her desk.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much.
Bye, Serena.
Bye.
Podcast.
Podcast.
Very, very soon, Jedward will be here, which I'm thrilled about. I can't wait for them to come here. I am a little bit worried, though, it's going to be complete carnage. But that's all right, isn't it? We can just sort of let them do whatever they want when they're here. I did see that when really famous people come... into Radio 1, so when you get sort of like you're like Zac Efron or you're like One Directions where there's like teen phenomena about it, they have like special barriers that they put outside just so that, you know, like normal people can't touch famous people. It's a really nice thing we do here. But they put a barrier up so that Zac Efron's perfect little face doesn't get squashed by loads of acne. So I see the barriers are out for Jedward. Just one. So I don't know if it's going to be mental up there, but a few sort of crazy... ladies, maybe. Someone sent a picture in of their back tattooed that says, I love Jedward, with flames all around it. That woman's 31. She's probably there. Hi, Debbie. Right, we're going to play a game with Smooth Talking Dan now. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Nick.
Are you okay?
I'm very well, thanks.
It's so smooth talking when you're in the studio. Obviously, I've heard it on the radio.
Mm.
But once you've got it, and when you've got it in your ears, it's even more smooth.
I'm glad to hear it.
What do people do when they hear it in real life in the street?
They love it.
I bet they can't believe it, can they?
Massively.
I bet they freak out. No. What happens when you phone people?
It's carnage.
People think they've got through to a dirty line. And they're like, why is the dirty line calling me? Until you do that laugh.
All right. I lost it.
You did lose it.
I need to work on my smooth laugh.
Yeah. Maybe. That's right. Very amusing. You're not posh. We're going to play a game, aren't we? Who's that tweeting?
Yes.
So you're going to read out some tweets and I'm going to guess who it is.
That's exactly it, yeah.
Okay, I have 40 Scott Mills points. I want 1,000. So let's do this until 10 p.m. tonight.
Okay.
Go. Do you want some music or not?
Yeah, let's
do it. I'm quite rubbish at doing the music, though, because I get all confused and everything. Let's get it over here. Don't normally have things like this at night times. Oh, here we go. We've got it going on like this. If you want to play along, please help me, because I'm desperate to win some Scott Mills points. If you get it right, you get points as well, so it's win-win. Oh, my God, Jed, will it? Yes! 81199, if you can guess who is tweeting. Smooth talking Dan, do the first one. Oh, hang on.
We've got that little...
I've got it. Hang on, yeah. Dan. I told you I was rubbish at this. Smooth talking Dan has the first tweet. Who's this?
Do's and don'ts. Can't make a don't without doing it, so just do it because everyone's not doing it, so turn that don't into a do and be cool.
Okay. It sounded like you adopted a more manly tone there.
Okay.
So is it someone quite hard? Is it a cat? Garfield!
That wasn't a clue, really, that squeak.
Okay, it was quite preachy. Quite manly, I thought. Is it... I've not seen it. So it's someone I don't follow.
It's someone that we're all excited about today.
Jedward?
Is the correct answer.
Ah! And they're waving in the live lounge. Can you hear me? Can you hear me in there? Can you hear me? I don't know if they can hear me. But they look good. Because I used to follow Jedward on Twitter. But then they got so busy. I was like, I'm going to stop for a bit. I cut back, but then I've started following again.
Jedward are the best.
I know they're the best on Twitter, but then I used to, I interviewed them a few times, went to see them at X Factor. Look at them shaking their quiffs in there. And then I followed them, I tweeted them a few times, and then they didn't tweet me back, so I thought, I can't be bothered. But now I've taken it back up, I follow you again now. No, I can't hear you, no. Anyway, next one, Smooth Talking Dan. So I got 20 points, so I'm on 60 now.
Well done.
Thanks.
Superb performance from Nicole Scherzinger.
Okay. Oh, I think this might be because there was the opening of a shopping centre the other day, which I presented. So I think it might be Boris Johnson.
Correct.
Yes, it's Boris Johnson. 80
well.
Scott Mills points. I started following him as well. Politicians aren't that lol on Twitter. Like Barack, zero jokes.
Boring.
No funny pictures. No hashtag lol. Should we have one more? Okay. Smooth talking down, reading out Twitter's tweets. We're playing Who's That Tweeting? 81199. You win 20 Scott Mills points for everyone you get right.
Me and my whole team are getting tattoos on Sunday. I'm trying to persuade my manager to get one on his forehead.
Okay, let's think who that could be. I think that could be... I'm thinking young male.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking young male who's a musician, maybe potentially in the rap or urban game.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it might be Example or it might be Professor Green. Because I think the forcing a manager thing is something that Example might do. In a nice way.
You're on the right lines, but...
Dappy?
Not quite as hippity-hop as them, but he has got flow.
Oh, Ed Sheeran.
Correct.
Is it Ed Sheeran? How did I know that? That sounded like it was a mockery. So that means I've got 100 Scott Mills points now. Which is pretty good.
Very well.
Oh, yeah, because they're all having that little plus, because his album's called Plus, isn't it? So they're all going to have a little Ed Sheeran tattoo.
Two more quick ones?
Two more quick ones.
I'm on page 3 of The Sun under Lady Gaga's crutch. Hashtag proud moment, lol.
Just checking if we had The Sun, but we don't have it down here. Proud moment. So that's someone who's, I think, embarrassed by being under Lady Gaga's crotch, really, and they've used sarcasm.
Oh, yeah.
I think they've used that. OK, who would be on page 3 of The Sun today? Is it a Radio 1 DJ?
It's not Radio 1 DJ.
I don't think it's another pop star.
It is another pop
star. It's another pop star. OK. Is it Lily Allen?
Wrong.
Who is it?
It's Jessie J.
Oh. Don't follow her.
No.
Literally, I don't follow her. What's going on? OK, let's have one more from Smooth Talking Dan.
Oh, I've landed at my destination. Back to my roots. Hello, Greece.
Talisa off of Endubs.
Is the correct answer.
Yes! 120 Scott Mills points.
You might get to 1,000.
I think I'm going to do it. So I got like, I what did I have 40 then. So I got like 6, no, I got I got 80 then. Yeah. Cool maths.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
If you want, you can go online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and you can watch me with quite horrible hair today, and Jedward with amazing hair.
What up, guys? I'm John.
I'm Edward.
Here we are, Jedward.
And we're so excited to be here on BBC Radio 1.
With Nick Grimshaw.
Standing over Scott Mills, but he's cool.
I'm serious, Kate. Think
but
cool
he's
is, Kate.
Cool.
This is the first interview we've ever done where the interview Nick has cool hair and we all have cool hair. That's
yeah.
really, really cool.
Well, it's going to be a wonderful interview, I think.
Yeah it's going to be very cool. Come on, we just came out of the Big Brother house. It was insane. It was celebrity Big Brothers, other famous people. They're all having freak attacks. Me and John entered the Big Brother house and left the Big Brother house exactly the same.
How crazy was it? Did you watch it?
I did watch it.
Oh my God.
We flooded the bath. We broke everything. It was
insane. I particularly liked it when you tidied up the kitchen.
Yes. Yeah, totally, okay. Me and I were always clean, okay? They just never showed it, okay? We were hoovering, we were cleaning the rooms, glass broke, I cleaned the glass. So many crazy things happened that probably wasn't even shown on TV, but so many
and it's like when, okay, and we were out in the garden, our fans would be screaming outside, going, Jedward! It's like, could all the Big Brother housemates go inside the house? And then they'd remove them. It's so funny.
And guess what? We punctured the swimming pool, and it was out of use for 3 days because the whole pool just literally sunk.
And there's a big leakage.
Yeah, and it was so crazy. We jazzled Amy Child. We saw Kerry Katona. We live with her. And like Kerry, Amy, they're all like tweeting us and texting us. And like we've been talking to them on the phone. And it's really, really cool. And Tara Reid, she's all the way in LA right
and
now.
Guess what, guys? Kerry, guys, exclusive news.
I don't know what's going on. Everyone's talking so fast.
Nick K, say something, Nick.
Hi, Jedward. That hey, was Nick. A lot of information. What are we going to talk about now till 6?
Nick, we're totally cool. We can talk all day.
Okay, can you? Really?
I can
imagine.
Nick.
So let's talk about Big Brother because I did love you in that.
Yeah.
I really did. Were you worried about going into it, or was it something that you knew that you'd love when you got in there?
I think when you go into Big Brother, everyone's always like, oh my God, are the public going to see me in a different light? But I think it was good for me and John because not everyone understood me and John, but since we went down it, everyone kind of gets it now. And people who weren't our fans are like, oh yeah, John and Edward, they're cool.
I think the reason why we went on Big Brother so all our fans could see us doing normal things, like dancing around in our underpants, like just doing normal things.
Making
like,
toast.
Yeah, and like just doing crazy things. Because think about it, okay, you're in the Big Brother house, you don't have the normal things that people have, you don't got a mobile phone. You can't go on Twitter. Our Twitter's at Planet Jedward. Everyone follow. Okay, basically.
I follow now.
You don't have a computer. Yay, Nick follows. We're going to follow you as well, okay?
Why don't you follow me?
Because we didn't know you're following us. And then we're going to follow you now, okay? It's cool. We're going to follow you.
I think you used to follow me. I think we both deleted each other.
Okay, whatever. But Big Brother was crazy, okay?
But it's so weird because you don't know who's going to be in the house. You don't know how it's going to all work out. But it all ended up really, really good. And we had like loads of fun. It was different because we had to each other. Like we wouldn't have done it if it was separate because it's good that we were in there together. So if anything happened, me and John could just talk to each other about it.
Yeah. Everyone was in there, okay, having nervous breakdowns. We were like Dr. Phil. We were totally like, everyone chill out, okay? We're like the people you can come and talk to.
Well, do you know what? In a little while, we're going to get you to be the Dr. Phil of the airwaves. We're going to get you to solve people's problems.
Yeah.
Because we saw that you were like agony uncles in the house, so we thought we'd get people to text
guys,
in.
Okay, if anyone out there is having a freak attack, okay, you're all going to be fine. No one's died. But if anyone has died, okay, you're fine. Everything's going to be okay. And if you're going through a rough time, just think of me and Edward.
Every time I go through a rough time, I think of you guys.
Jedward.
And I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Stay alive.
On your face.
Just gets that smile right up there. Jedward are here. If you want to come and watch us, you can see us online, bbc.co.uk/radio1.
She's got lipstick on, here I come, da-da-da. She's got a lipstick on, hit and run, then I'm gone. Yeah, it's just
what's
lipstick.
That?
We sang in Eurovision. We beat the UK.
Oh, yeah, of course. You did beat the UK.
We're joking, we're kidding.
We beat the UK. So going back to Big Brother, you wouldn't have gone on it solo.
No.
Are you ever apart?
No, we do everything together. Like,
well,
right now,
like, you go to the toilet on your own, but that's it.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Because I saw a Twitter, we played the tweeting game, Guess Who's Tweeting, earlier in the week, and one of your tweets was read out, and it was, we've lost our phone. Yeah. Do you share a phone?
Yeah, we share a phone. We started off with a phone each, and then we lost the phone, then we lost another phone, then we got two phones again, then I lost my phone, and now he got a phone together.
The thing is, you get a lot of famous people's numbers, and then you lose the phone, and then you have to regain those numbers.
Okay. We had so much famous people's numbers.
Who have you got in your phone?
We had Victoria Beckham.
No, you do not.
No, we had every famous person on our phone. I'm serious.
You have Victoria Beckham's phone number?
Dave Beckham's number. We had them all. We don't have it anymore because we lost it,
but we
will get it again.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you ever have a chat to David and Victoria Beckham on the phone?
You know,
hey, Vic.
I wouldn't know what to say. It'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, we just talked to her and we're like, hey, Victoria Beckham. And she's like, hey, John Edder, it's me, Victoria Beckham. She's probably listening right now. She's
a big fan of me as well.
Yeah, that's really cool. Have you met her?
No, I've never ever met her.
But you remember she had the crazy blonde hair and the glasses and now she's like having babies. That's cool.
I love that. Do you know what my favourite David and Victoria Beckham stage was? Did you remember when they wore the all black leather?
Oh, yeah.
With matching leather.
Matrix.
That was sick. You should too, Sue, should do that.
Yeah, we should do it. Yeah.
Bring that back. That's massive.
Think about it, okay, when Victoria Beckham goes into the swimming pool, she has two floats.
Why?
No, she's had them out. They're back to normal now. She drowned
now.
I've never met her. Have you actually met her and David?
No, we have never met her. We met all the other Spice Girls.
Okay.
Yeah. Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Guys, okay, we have exclusive news for you guys, okay? We're going to be recording the music video in LA. It's going to be so much fun. And guess what we found out last night? We asked Tara Reid and she said she'd be in the music video.
She's going to do it.
She's going to be our love interest in the video.
But basically, for the music video, we're thinking it's going to be like a real slick music video. Me and John, we're not going to be jumping around. We're going to be really slick and hot. It's going to be so cool. It's going to be a really, really cool video.
And Tara's all signed up. She's agreed. She's going to be in it.
Yeah, because American Pie, it comes out in like in April. And I think it might be on the soundtrack as well for American Pie.
Another American Pie.
We're going to hook it up, okay?
American Pie, 17. So Tara's going to be your love interest.
Yeah.
Did any of you actually want Tara to be your real life love interest?
I'm serious, okay. Totally, but she's got married, okay? But
she's married to that man.
She's still in movies, okay? And she's still like acting to be single, so it's cool. She can be actively single in our video.
Well, if an actress is married, but they're in a film where they're playing someone single, then that's okay.
Yeah, they can do kissing scenes or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have a go for that. Yeah. Who is your favourite? Who is your pin-up in the house?
Our pin-up, me and John, guess what? We had a Britney Spears post and they wouldn't let us in with it because it was blocking the mirrors. And loads of our stuff was confiscated because it had labels and stuff on it. And we had Victory all over the place and it was so funny.
And basically, okay, I think the cool people in the house was like Amy Charles and Kerry Katona and Tara Reid, all the girls basically.
All the girls you liked.
Yeah, and then basically, like I think like 30 minutes ago, Kerry wanted to talk on Skype to us. We couldn't talk on Skype to us because we were doing like loads of interviews, but this is the coolest interview so far today. Yeah.
Well done. Yeah. Well done there. You've done 27 interviews today.
Yeah, but this is
27.
The best.
Is this 28th?
Yes.
What was nearly as good as this?
None of them, okay? This is the best one, okay? It's Radio 1. It's totally live. All across the nation is listening to my voice right now.
And watching you. You can watch it online.
Yeah, watching us online.
Hi.
Hey, people.
Who was your worst interview with today? Do you ever have a bad interview? I imagine not.
It's kind of weird, okay, sometimes they ask the same questions, but me and John always say something totally different every single time.
Me and I always got to keep our energy up, okay? We go asleep, we get up in the morning, we're like robots, okay? We switch ourselves up, we take our batteries out, go asleep, then put our batteries back in and ready to go again the next day.
Are you ever tired?
Well, like, everyone gets tired, okay? You got to go to sleep, but like me and John, when we're awake, we're just awake.
Like right now, I think I'm kind of tired.
What happens in the morning? This is you tired.
In the morning, okay, we wake up. Sometimes one of us always wakes up first. I'm like, John, get up out of bed. And then this morning it was like, Edward, get out of bed. I'm like, no, I don't want to get out of bed. And So funny.
And Nick K, guess what? Okay, we're going to Sweden tomorrow because it's crazy since Eurovision. We met Barack Obama. Then we're going to Germany doing a German tour. And guess what? We're coming back in November to do a UK tour. And we're performing in London, Hammersmith Apollo. And we're really excited about that. And it's going to be totally amazing. I say totally a lot, don't
you? You do. You're a really good plugger, you, John. You're really good at it. Getting it in there. Edward's just talking about bed and stuff. And do you know what, Edward? Do you have a slightly scruffier quiff? Are you the reckless one?
I don't know, Kay. I just went through.
Are you the Sid Vicious of Jedward?
I went through the Western world today. There was wind going everywhere. My hair just collapsed. But it's okay.
Do you have any hair products with you?
Do we have any hair products with us? Where's the hair products at, John? We just met Jermaine Jackson.
Do you have any hair product before we go into Jermaine Jackson?
Wait, I'll go check.
Don't get it right now. Just before you go, because I've got to go out after.
Yeah, we're going to help you hair.
So you can help me do it.
We're going to give you hair tips in case you can have
right
your hair.
Okay. And tell me, where did you meet Jermaine Jackson?
He was like in the other studio. I think he's got a book out. But basically, guess what? Oh my God. Guess what? Okay. Britney Spears is in the UK
right now. If you're listening to this, okay, we love you, okay?
Britney Spears recorded a new video, Criminal, okay? And we're so excited about it, okay? And we're going to, when we come back from recording our video for Wow Wow, we're going to meet Britney Spears. We're actually going to meet her.
What's going to happen? Because even I know that you're big fans of Britney.
I know.
So what's going to happen? Are you going to freak out?
I don't want to just chill with her. I want to actually get to know her. I don't want to just be like, you want an autograph? I want to be like, Britney, it's good. I'm not saying, okay.
Britney, it's good. And then she'll be like, I'll make them my friends.
Britney, you were born to make me happy.
Who's the most famous person you've met?
Barack Obama. You've not met Barack Obama.
Yes, we have.
Where? In Ireland, basically.
You've met Barack Obama?
And Michelle Obama. We got to perform for him. Basically, this will happen, okay? Barack Obama walked in and go, so.
Where were you?
What's Jedward? And then I go, it's John and Ed, and you put together makes Jedward. He said he's never seen anything like us before.
No way.
Said our hair was crazy. And then Michelle Obama said we'd come to the White House. Imagine us going to the White House.
No.
And then I think we could talk world issues with Barack Obama.
That would be amazing.
Everyone Google Jedward and Barack Obama and you guys will all see the images.
I'm going to do that right now because I don't know if you'll believe you or not.
He shook our hands and he skipped every single person and he shook our hand. We were wearing crazy red outfits from the Eurovision and it was like really, really cool because we were talking to him and we talked to his wife about Oprah and we talked to Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus and they're all like really, really cool.
And what kind of a guy is Barack Obama?
He's like really, really cool. Like he looks like exactly how he does in pictures.
There is a picture of you with Barack.
Yeah.
It's actually up there.
Yeah, it's not photoshopped, it's real.
It's real life.
Yeah. My hand's in his hand.
And guess what? We're like, in love.
We're going to be like, next year, okay, we're going to be doing like loads of different things. We're going to be doing TV programs. We're going to be like recording movies and everything.
Do you know what you should do?
What?
You should do a quiff set.
A quiff set.
So like how to get the perfect quiff.
Like all these girls out there, I can't get volume in my hair.
Yeah.
The Jedward hair range to help you with your issues with
volume.
You should
do that.
And trainers and shoes. A total Jedward brand totally across.
It's kind of weird because I know our hair, like some people could think it's crazy, but it's kind of like a halo because if there's a dark crowd, you'd see these two little angels running through.
It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
When the world ends next year, your just hair will live
on. What's happened with the world ending? Like, I thought it was meant to end. Britney Spears had the song, like, till the end of the world.
But what if the world ended? What if it ended
It's not
second?
Going to end.
Your last It'll
be
interview
fine.
Would be with me and Edward.
Well, I'd be happy with that. Yeah. My
Same,
career ended here right
yeah,
now.
Totally. Yeah.
I'd be
no,
like,
it's
sick.
Not. Your career's going to soar to the sky all the way into Planet Jedward.
All the way up there.
Yeah.
So I've been noticing on your tweets, you're quite philosophical, guys. You like to have a little bit of a think. You put your thoughts out
yes,
there.
Yes, we do.
For example,
meow is the sound cats make. Bark is the sound dogs make. Change them around and a barking cat is so cool.
What?
That's what you said.
We say the most random tweets, okay? Everyone listen, okay? If you're just joined Twitter, our Twitter's the number one Twitter ever, okay?
We're nearly near 400,000 followers. We've got 100,000 followers nearly in Big Brother.
That's at Planet Jedward. We tweet the most random, crazy things ever. Like, we just think of, like, the most random, craziest.
And we get really excited when other famous people follow us. So if there's any famous people out there, just follow us if you want to.
Yeah, probably famous people listening right now.
That sounded gross.
I want Scott Mills to follow us.
You want Scott Mills to follow you?
I want everyone Radio 1 DJ to follow me now so they know exactly what me and Ed are up
to. John, okay, let's stop talking about this.
Everybody at Radio 1 right now, if you are a DJ in the building, I know Zane's here, Tim Westwood's here.
Yeah.
Probably Annie Mack might be here now.
Yes. Oh, the X Factor's on.
I know, we need to talk about that in a second.
Okay.
But first, I want your help because we thought...
Help, I need somebody, help. Just not anybody.
Yep.
Help.
Yep. We thought because you are Such wise men who say things like this.
Writing words on a page creates a maze that the little paper people that live on the paper wander around trying to escape.
I love that one. We've got loads. I want to play them all now. But we thought we'd get you to solve people's problems because a lot of people were messaging in. They're at a loose end. They didn't know what
to
do.
Let's solve your problems, they,
you know, they've got relationship issues. They've got problems with their homework. Yeah. And, you know, we thought that Jedward, with the two of you together, you can solve real people's actual problems.
All ears. We've got 4 ears in total.
Okay. First up, we have Elliot. Hello, Elliot.
Hello.
Hey, hi. Elliot. Elliot, where are you at right now?
Portsmouth.
What's your problem? Tell us. We're ready for
is
it.
Is it girl issues? What is it?
I'm having a party for my 18th tomorrow night.
You're 18? Oh, do you have a beard?
Amazing. Are you going to tell me how to make it amazing?
Okay, for the party, don't be thinking awkward, because I know you always see these parties on TV and they're always, well, not real, okay? Just have a good time. Have loads of cool food. I know like, you guys are probably doing all crazy stuff, but don't go too crazy because your mom and dad will be like, what the hell? What else, John? Tell them else what stuff.
Basically, okay, get loads of cool things. Get all
what's
your,
cool
all your
things?
Friends over.
Like what?
Okay, like sweet, loads and loads of sweets.
Loads of sweets.
Loads of mineral drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Water balloons. Water balloons are good fight.
Yeah, they're always good.
Get hairspray and get loads of props that your friends can play with. And like, there's always awkward moments, kid. There's girls there. What if the girls like separate from the guys? Don't create that. Like, have a good time. And remember, use protection.
What are you talking about?
Awkward moment, okay.
It's fine. It's good advice, Elliot.
You've got to be safe.
You know, he's 18.
I know you guys are 18, okay, but 18, I know you think it's like a really big age, but like me and John are 19. Our 18
seem a lot older and wiser.
On our 18th birthday, we met Whitney Houston. She sang happy birthday to us. We're 20 in 2 weeks. 3 weeks.
Does that help, Elliot?
I was thinking of something bigger, like, but yeah, that's
yeah,
that's
well, you know, they said get some
props. Get a piano, get some dolphins.
Try and beat that, get some dolphins, and you had Whitney Houston sing happy birthday to you in your 18.
Get an X Factor.
Get a monkey.
Yeah, monkeys are
Everyone
good.
Likes monkeys. And get loads of bananas to feed it, because it might be hungry.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elliot. Have a fun birthday.
I don't want to say right, because like
with all the monkeys and dolphins and bananas.
I don't want to have a what budget the party is. So.
Well, I think anyone can afford a couple of dolphins and a few monkeys.
Yeah.
Katrina.
Hello.
Hi, are you okay?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Hey, Trina.
Katrina.
Katrina. Where are you, Katrina?
I'm currently just finishing work.
Okay, and what have you been doing at work today?
Doing, like, loads of pottery stuff at China Blue and doing, like, loads of different things. It's been really good.
Okay, what's your issue that you need Jedward to solve?
Well, I'm going on holiday at the end of next month, and I really need some, like, tips on saving money for some spending money, because I've not got a lot, and I really, really need to get some good cash together just to have a good time, basically. But I've not got that much time, so have you got any tips?
Okay, Jedward, any tips on how Katrina can save some money?
A tip to make some money, okay? Go on the street, start singing, and earn some money by busking. You can also, like,
I know what you need to do, okay?
You need to go to your mom's and dad's house and eat all their food and take all their food and bring it to your house so you don't have to go to the shop to buy food, okay? And then basically ask all your friends or something like to donate money, okay? And get, like, I don't know, okay, what do you think?
And get your old clothes and cut them up and make new clothes. You don't have to buy new clothes.
Does that help, Katrina?
It does a little bit.
Steal your parents' food and then cut up your clothes.
I will do.
Yeah? She's going to be so rich, Katrina, after she does that.
Yeah, she is.
She really is. Do you want to help some more people?
Yeah, let's help more people.
Are we actually helping these people?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think we are.
I think the dolphin thing helps.
I think we're helping. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next person.
Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Where are you, Beth?
Glasgow.
Oh, in Glasgow. And what have you been doing today, Beth?
School.
What's your wee problem?
How to get the person you like to like
them
back.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a romance problem. She wants to get someone that she likes to like them back. Her back.
Okay, if it's a guy or whatever, okay, basically, that guy needs to know that you like him. So basically, me and John, when there's girls in our year, sometimes they play hard to get, and then you're not sure if she likes you or not. So don't try and play hard to get, because that never really works. It just kind of makes the guy go confused. So, what do you think, John?
I think you need to like basically become friends. Talk about.
Like, I don't think it's going to happen. You're not just going to go to him and go, oh, I want to be your boyfriend, like, or whatever. But basically, you need to.
You need to talk about different things, like, what's your favourite colour? What's, like, such and such? What's your favourite movie? See if you guys have stuff in common. And then basically.
There's no point in hanging out with the person if you don't even, like, have interest together. So it's kind of. Don't waste your life with, like, 5-year relationship and then, like, getting out of that relationship.
Beth, he's probably listening right now.
Yeah, he's probably listening right now. Maybe Jedward could.
Totally, like, tell him you love him or whatever. Whoever this guy is, okay,
we'll tell him.
Yeah. Who is the person that you fancy, Beth? Can you tell us?
I don't want to.
You don't want
Come
to.
On,
don't say,
Beth.
Well, no, we can't make her say it on the radio because
okay,
he might be
okay.
listening.
No stress.
It's Jedward. It's okay. We love you back.
Is it Jedward?
Okay. You don't need him. You need us. We'll come over.
Who would you rather go out with? Me, John, out of Jedward, or this guy? Is he really, really cool?
One of you. I don't know.
Which one would you go, John or Edward? Does that ever happen? Because girls must be torn. Because well, they must get confused, start kissing Edward, next thing they're kissing John.
The good thing is they got the choice between two. We're coming to Glasgow the 5th, okay, on our tour, okay, so basically we can meet you there.
No, okay, so you're now going out with Beth in Glasgow?
Yeah, when we get there we can say hey and give her a big hug.
Okay, so Beth, so I get that, loser, you're going out with both of Jedward.
Beth, okay, don't be stressed now, don't think, because like, I know in the movies there's always like these things, you think it's going to work that way, but just like, just kind of go with it, don't be thinking it has to be that certain way, just kind of have
and,
fun.
And if it doesn't work out, okay, realise, okay, there's so many other cool people in the world. Peace
out, Is that
out,
good
Beth.
Advice,
Thank
Beth?
Bye.
Thanks, Beth.
Bye, Beth.
Beth's gone.
Beth's
We're
gone.
Helping them, aren't we?
She's gone. No, you are. You're very, very helpful. You're wonderful agony uncles.
I don't know what to say.
It's good.
That's good.
You're saving lives.
Okay.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Dappy on Radio 1. That is No Regrets. It is Grimmy
Dappy.
Here. With
Jedward. No regrets. No regrets.
No regrets.
Dappy. Nick Kay, it's been totally awesome.
It's been fun, hasn't it?
It's been so cool.
It's been really fun. I feel exhausted. I feel like I don't know what's happened for the last 35 minutes.
And we need to give you some water to drink so you can hydrate yourself.
I'm hydrated here.
And while
I'm
you're
ready.
Doing that, okay, make sure everyone listen, okay? Make sure to get our new
the
album,
plug.
Jared Victory. It's out now, okay? And
guys,
follow us on Twitter.
We just want to give a big shout out to everyone listening to this, okay? And thanks to everyone for always supporting us. And for everyone else out there, you guys rock as well.
And all our fans listening, okay? You guys are awesome. And we love you guys so much. And Nick,
you're also dedicated
on the show. We hope you guys have an awesome, epic day.
I feel like I could go home and you could just do this show till 7.
Hey, and welcome back, okay? That was Dappy with No Regrets, okay? It's a really, really great song. I'm really, really liking it, okay? Up next is another amazing
and
song.
Shout out to Louis Walsh, okay? Totally rocks, manager. He's so cool. And he's on
the
X Factor.
X-Factor
and hopefully
okay.
Louis will win
I know,
this
we didn't
year.
Even talk about it.
Gary Barlow, Louis Walsh, Talisa, Kelly Cannon,
Sir Kelly Rowland.
Have you been watching?
Gary Barlow. We haven't got to watch it yet, okay? But we watch bits of it, okay? But Louis always giving us the inside gossip of what's going on. And I think Simon Cowell wants him to go to US X Factor because he's missing him.
And guess what? We've got two brand new TV shows which record in October, so everyone get excited.
Oh my God, Jedward. You have to actually leave now. Not because I don't
building.
Want you. I want you to stay forever, but you actually have to go on a plane to Sweden right now.
Yeah, we're going to Sweden, then we're going to Germany.
Okay, so good luck, Europe.
But we're on tour in the UK in November, so everyone check out the tickets, okay? It's going to be totally awesome.
Hips like Shakira, lips like Evangelina, twisted like Gaga, dances like Madonna, she got that boom. That's Everyday Superstar.
Oh, okay, I didn't know what had happened. I thought I'd slipped into another world. I don't know what's happened. Jedward, thank you for coming in. It was
Bye,
lovely
everyone.
To see you.
Bye. I'm John, he's Nick, he's Edder, and together we are Nick Word.
Yes, we are.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's Grimmy here with you until 7 o'clock tonight, then Zane Lowe will be here. We're going to play a game now, which I've never played. I've done Scott Show before, but we've never, ever played this game. It's a wonderful game that I enjoy. It's called Innuendo Bingo. It's an epic battle. A head-to-head of two people and two glasses of water. Okay. We are going to play. You can play along at home. All you need is some water and a mouth. Put that water in your mouth and try not to laugh. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is that Kat?
Yes. Hello, Mr. Grimshaw.
Hello, Mrs. Kat. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
What's going on?
I'm sat opposite my boyfriend with a glass of water in one hand and a towel ready.
Oh, God.
With a very dirty mind.
Oh, you've got a very dirty mind and a towel on your boyfriend. This is the perfect tea time radio feature.
Isn't it, Jeff?
It is. I'm having a look at your picture here that you sent in to prove. So boyfriend's all ready.
He is ready.
Got his socks on.
Yeah.
Is that okay with you? Yep. He's got his water. The towels are ready. Have you played this game before? Maybe just you and him at home but not on the radio?
Nah, played it with my brother a few times. Played it by myself in the car, but never with him.
Okay, so have you got quite a dirty mind? Is this going to be quite hard for you or quite easy, do you think?
Easy.
You're quite a strong woman, are you, Kat?
Of course I am. That's why I bullied him into doing this.
He doesn't want to play. He wants to do Xbox. Carl?
Hello.
Hi, Carl. You all right?
Yeah, not bad. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Are you all set for this game?
Yes. I didn't have a choice, but I'm looking forward to it.
You have a towel?
Yes.
You have some water?
Yes.
You have a competitor?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a dirty mind?
I do.
Yes, I do. Oh, yes. Okay, well, let's play it. We're going to play Innuendo Bingo. It's very simple. Put some water in your mouth, face each other, and we'll play some Innuendo Bingo down the phone, and we'll see who gets the wettest.
Okay,
okay, so if you want to apply... Well, not apply the water, what should we say? Ingest the water.
Okay.
Like, release the wall. Okay, have you got water in, Kat? Can you demonstrate or prove that you've got some water in your mouth? Well done. Carl? Sounded nice, that, like a choir. Okay, so you've both got water in. You've got to face each other and try and not laugh at these innuendo clips, okay? We're going to play Innuendo Bingo. Okay, first up, spotted by Sarah from Marlow, Steve Edwards and Emma from Woking. This was on Red or Black, which is already a laughing stock, last Wednesday night.
Oh, it would just make so much difference, it really would.
Jackie, we've never had a woman yet go down and play for the £1 million spin. We haven't had a woman yet go down and play for the £1 million spin. Can you picture yourself in the wheel?
I would love to think I could do it for the girls.
Okay, she's going to go down for the girls.
Dribbled.
You've dribbled. Oh, God, cats are dribbling. Okay, so that's 1-0 to Carl.
Yes.
Carl's staying dry. Okay, get rid of that water.
Yep.
Swallow it down, hydrating, because it's a very tense game. Put some more water back in your mouths, and we'll move on to a second clip. This was spotted by Harry from Bristol. This is Village SOS with Sarah Beeny, which happened last Wednesday night.
Not only has Carol signed up, but she's also agreed to Tim's plans. Tim can finally get his mitts on her front window.
Surely nobody's dry after that.
Not only has Carol signed up, but she's also agreed to Tim's plans. Tim can finally get his mitts on her front window.
Beanie knows what she's doing there. She knew about the front windows. Anyone wet? Both?
I think both.
Both? Okay, so that's two. Oh, is that 2-1 to Carl, do we say? Yeah, okay, that's 2-1.
Easily.
Carl is a winning.
If I was saying this in Ribena, I'd be in a right state.
You've gone for Ribena instead of water?
No, if I add.
Oh, if you add. What sort of mess are you in right now?
Quite messy. The towel did slip, shall we say.
Okay, the towel's gone. She's a bit clammy. Let's move on to this one. This was spotted by Dan from Sheffield. This was on the football, England versus Wales, which was a good match, wasn't it?
Am I going to get it for football?
No idea.
Okay.
This was last Tuesday. Water in your mouths, face each other, innuendo bingo.
Couldn't quite slip it between the legs of Gareth Barry.
Oh, that's good. No one got wet there. That's because it wasn't that funny. Next up, we have Mark and Jamie. They spotted this on Country File. This is Chris Packham on Sunday night.
Bearded tit. What an absolutely stunning creature that is.
That's not a good one.
Who's gone?
I've gone a little bit, but only because it was so bad.
Okay, Carl, you're winning. It's 3-1 to you.
Excellent.
Okay, we're going to move on, staying country vibes. This was also spotted by Mark and Jamie on Country File. Chris Packham with my favourite person in the world, Janet Street Porter.
Oh, I'll think twice about eating another woodcock.
You're eating a woodcock? Oh,
look, look. I know, now I've seen it, I won't eat any more woodcock.
Excellent, well, I'm taking you up on that. No more woodcock
I'll
consumed
still eat the
by Janet.
Do they taste nice?
Yeah.
Cat?
There was an excessive use of a word there.
They
just tipped me over the edge.
Tipped you over the edge. Carl, you were clearing up. It's 4-1. Janet Street Porter there, having a little gobble on some woodcock. Yummy. I don't know why that's funny. You sound like you're both underwater now. How wet are you?
Well, so, we have to go and refill the glass for this one now.
Okay, have you refilled?
Refilled.
Okay, refilled. This one I like. This was spotted by Stacey from Bridgend on BBC Wales on Monday.
The Royal Charter has become a passion for Chris Holden and his wife Leslie. He's made countless dives on her, and together they've written a book telling the ship's story.
Kat, are you gone?
Yeah.
Kat's gone. Carl, it's 5-1 to you. Kat is gone. Phone is broken. She's a losing.
It didn't feel like a winner. I'm soaked.
You are a winner. You're 5-1. Final one of innuendo bingo, then it's Kat versus Carl tonight.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're not a fan. He did have his fans because he used to pull it out for the big games. Didn't happen tonight, did it?
No. Not a fan of that one, Kat.
You, mind.
You restrained it there, so I'm getting it out for the big games. Kat, thank you for playing.
Thank you very, very much. Just being wet.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry we broke your phone.
That's all right. Thank you very much.
I'm very, very love sorry you. About that. Okay, bye. Love you too. Bye, Carl.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Not only has Carol signed up, but she's also agreed to Tim's plans. Tim can finally get his mitts on her front window.
Podcast. So not long, and then it's Zane Lowe time. That jingle might need work. So I've just been really annoying my young niece who's coming. Well, she's 17 years old now. I can remember as a ute being, I was probably 10 when she was born, because I'm 10 years older than her now, so that makes sense. I can remember like really begrudgingly being dragged to the hospital when she was born, and now she's a fully blown adult and coming down tonight. I keep pestering her, like the way that your mother might pester you. Keep ringing her, like, are you all right? She's like, yes. Did you get on the train? Yes. Where are you now? Stoke. Yeah, really irritable. Oh, I love those teenagers. You can't hug her in public either.
Get off me, it's embarrassing.
So she's coming down tonight. She's going to come and stay with me till Tuesday. So I'm going to entertain her tonight. We're going to go out, paint the town red. Oh, Maroonie. We're going to be back here tomorrow from 4 in the afternoon. Our last show of the week, it's gone crazily quick this week, you know. When I started doing Scott's show, my show is just a mere 2 hours of an evening. And I thought, how am I going to talk for 3 hours a day? But it's gone super quick. I don't know how it's happened, but it's happened. We're back tomorrow from 4. Different show tomorrow because we do sort of regular show between 4 and 5. You'll know this. And then 5 till 6, it's the Wonder Years. And then from 6 till 7, we get you ready for the weekend. I chose the Wonder Years for tomorrow. I think it's good. Admittedly, I did it in 15 minutes. But I think it's good. Hope you like Little Kim. Loads of Little Kim.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.